For me as a German, the first time I heard the name of your band, I was wondering who the hell would call their band Katzenjammer. That just doesn't sound very musical to my ears. Why did you call yourself Katzenjammer?
It sounded very like Katzenjammer in the beginning because we played all these instruments that we didn't really could handle that well. And then it really sounded Katzenjammer and we thought it was kind of charming. And of course we took the name from Katzenjammer Kids, which is an old cartoon with two little rascals. And we felt a resemblance to the character.
When I did my research, I counted the instruments which you listed on your website, mm-hmm. and it were 29 instruments.
That's on the album. We bring just 15 with us on stage.
Including trash can and cookie box?
Yes. Less cookie jars and more metal bars. So the number of instruments are keep getting higher and higher. And the sound engineers and tour manager is not so happy about me. But they're okay.
The mascot of your band is a bass balalaika.
Yeah.
You called it Börge?
Yeah. Your research is very good.
Why did you call your bass balalaika Börge?
It's actually this famous sort of Norwegian TV host back home who's called Dan Børge Akere. And we sort of had a little breakthrough in Norway in 2006 where he hosted the show. And we got friends with him. And he's just full of himself in such a good way that he deserves something to be named after him. So we have two. We have Børge and Akere, and they're both in his honor. Børge's getting old and sick and grumpy. So now we need something fresh and healthy.
And when you're on tour, you play at very different places and in different countries. Do you have a favorite one?
Germany?
Of course.
Why?
But it's actually true. For me, yes.
Because it's nice people. And it's the best country to be a musician, actually. At least for us it is, because everything is settled when we're coming to a venue and everything's just how it should be. It's not like that everywhere. The backstage is perfect, the food is perfect.
To set an example, we played just the other day in Norway and we came to a place where there were no backstage, no mirrors, and we just have to improvise. What do you do, you know? And then you just enter stage and maybe don't feel so good. But then we came down here and I saw, okay, there's four big mirrors and there's a huge backstage and everything is just organized well and it's an easy country to tour.
I have to add too that the German audience is very, very respectful and interested and dedicated. So it's always rewarding. Every time to go on stage, even if you feel like you may not have given your best show, it's still rewarding because the audience is so very dedicated and gives us so much energy back. And that's very special for here in Germany.
Do you need anything else when you're on tour, except for good backstage area and good food, probably?
Audience?
Water. Do you have any kind of lucky charm?
We're very different in what we need before shows and on tour. So some of us just need some space to be like a half an hour just by ourselves, and other people need to do the yoga, and other people need to eat a lot of chocolate. I think chocolate is a common thing we need to.
Yeah, we actually need it
to.
We're addicted.
Yeah,
to be.
Yeah. I'm addicted to coffee, really. Hey, and here I am drinking coffee, my third cup. I need coffee before I go on stage.
What are you looking forward to the most on this tour?
This venue looks very, very cool. I feel like I'm in some sort of cowboy circus, because it's a mix of a saloon and a circus tent. So the atmosphere is very good already, so I'm looking forward to a nice show today.
And you have to say that on tour you're always looking forward to the shows, because that's why you're here. We travel around and see a lot, but we don't have that much time normally to see very much of the city. And that's very nice just to be able to see stuff, but the most important thing is that we're here to play the music, and that's what I'm looking most forward to.
And one last question, if you had the opportunity to play with any musician you'd like, who would it be?
There's several, but I think one common that we could play with every one of us is Tom Waits. But for me personally, it is also, of course, Bruce Springsteen.
I think I would love to play with Nick Cave.
Yeah, there's too many. I would have to say Thom Yorke in Radiohead.